Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith here. When the recruiting train rolls on, we just talked to Devin Ford, the running back from Virginia. We have Anthony DeSilva on with us now. He's a kicker from Bethlehem Catholic, a Penn State commit. As a walk-on, we clear that up for now, but from Bethlehem Catholic. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I just wanted to talk to you about your commitment to Penn State and what you're looking to accomplish this year as a senior at Bethlehem Catholic. And if we can just start right there to your decision to give your commitment to Penn State, why was Penn State the best fit for you?
I'm from PA. I'm a PA kid. I grew up a Penn State fan, so this was always a goal of mine. And, you know, this was definitely a dream come true for me. At the camp, Coach Guyano just made me feel really welcome, and afterwards he gave me a tour of everything, and then I had my meeting with Coach Franklin, and that's when he gave me the offer. And I knew as soon as I got the offer, like, it was right at the top of my list. Like, I knew it was gonna be hard for another school to come and beat that offer. So, you know, I went home, talked about it with my family for a few weeks, you know, prayed on it, you know, just hoping to make the best decision. And then I returned back on campus to the Whiteout camp. Coach Franklin and Coach Galliano invited me back. And when I was there talking to the coaches, it just felt right. And I knew it was best for me. And, you know, when you know, you know. And I got back in the car. I called my mom. You know, we talked about everything. And then I had a meeting with the coaching staff, and that's when I made it official.
How was the opportunity presented to you that this was going to be a preferred walk-on opportunity, but hey, you know, if you come in and take care of business, you know, that will work out in the end?
Yeah, like I said, after the camp, I had my meeting with Coach Franklin, and that's when he told me, he said, we're going to offer you a preferred walk-on. He said, but, you know, if you come in here and you do what you got to do, a scholarship could open up for you. He didn't tell me when, but he said, if I handle my business, it could definitely be in my future.
And then tell me about the conversation you had when you gave your commitment to them. Did you go straight to James Franklin for that? Did you talk to Coach Galliano for that?
Well, so I left the Whiteout camp. I went back in the car. I talked about it with my dad and then called my mom. And I texted Coach Galliano. I said, hey, are you still around? I want to come talk to you. So I met up with him in the football building. And then he said, oh, do you want to go up to my office? So we went up there. And then I told him, so, you know, I've been talking about it with my family. Penn State's always been a dream of mine. And after talking to my family and just praying about everything, I decided that this is the place I want to be in. I want to commit to Penn State. And then afterwards, you know, Coach Gano was all excited, you know, dapping me up and giving me hugs and all that. He was hype. And then he said, all right, in a little bit, we're going to have a meeting with Coach Franklin. And I went in there and just told them the same exact thing, and they're all excited, and the whole coaching staff just made me feel really welcome afterwards. You know, we got out of the meeting, and Coach Franklin, like, announced to the whole coaching staff, he's like, oh, this is our newest Nittany Lion, and all of that, and then all the coaches got excited, everybody welcomed me, and it just really, I felt really welcome there, and that's what really got my attention at Penn State.
So how far back did you go as far as developing the relationship with them? You mentioned the first camp and then the Whiteout camp. Did you have communication with them before that first camp?
Yeah. I actually got invited to the Blue-White game. So probably a few days before the Blue-White game is when I started getting in serious contact with Coach Galliano. And then after the Blue-White game, then I went to the specials camp a few weeks later. And then that's when I got the offer. And that's when I started talking to Coach Franklin as well, and then came back to the Whiteout camp, and then, yeah, and then I committed.
What did they say that they noticed about you or about your leg or about your style? What did they say that that really attracted them to you?
Well, at the camp, I won the field competition out of about 60 kids and got top three in kickoff as well. So they said that, you know, I'm not even the biggest kid yet. Like, I didn't even finish growing yet. You know, I still have so much developing to do. And they said, if I'm kicking the ball as far as I am now, like, can, like, once I get there and get through their strength program, like, I can, you know, my potential is through the roof. And that's the thing that they said about me. And they said, you know, they're just really impressed with my form and, you know, my leg strength, and how at the end, it was a 57-yard field goal, and if I made it, I won the competition. And Coach Gaiano said that he saw that, like, I didn't even, like, stutter. Like, I didn't even, like, do anything. Like, I set the ball up, drilled it right through. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that, you know, you can't really know about a kicker. It's all about that headspace, right? How do you get into or stay into the right headspace to just block that any kind of pressure or competition or stress or whatever out? Because when you're in situations in the fourth quarter or whatever, you have to be so focused and confident.
Yeah, I mean, that was something earlier in my career I definitely struggled with, you know, in tough situations. Like, even just during practice, like, sometimes it would get to me. But I just learned, like, I really focus on, like, professional athletes. Like, you always hear, like, Mamba mentality with Kobe. And, like, I just try and focus on stuff like that. Like, when I know, like, I had to make that kick, like, the same thing I'm doing over and over again. I do it in practice. Like, it's nothing different. The only difference is just the situation I'm in. So I know that, you know, it's not anything different that I'm doing. It's the same thing that I practice, same thing that I'm doing every day on daily routine. So I just do what I got to do, same thing I always do, and just don't let the pressure get to me. Just focus on what I got to do.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We're talking to Anthony DeSilva, kicker from Bethlehem Catholic, preferred walk-on in Penn State's 2019 recruiting class. And Anthony, I think one thing that people have questions about is, so you're committed to Penn State. There's still, whatever it is, 6 months to the finish line in this recruiting cycle. If you were to have a big senior year and get an offer with money to go someplace else, would that change the dynamic for you? Are you Penn State all the way, or is something like that, can that change your mindset about your recruitment?
I mean, as of right now, I'm definitely 100% Penn State. Like I said earlier in this podcast, it would take a lot for me to, like, a big offer for me to go away from Penn State. So as of right now, I don't really see myself going anyplace else, but I just gotta sway it out and see what happens. But as of right now, I definitely don't plan on going anywhere else besides ending up in Happy Valley.
What did you think, or what did Penn State maybe share about their approach to getting kickers in there? Because it seems like they're pretty intent on getting a really good competition. I don't think they've, for the first few years of James Franklin's time there, I don't think the competition at that spot is quite where he wanted it to be. So now they go out in the 2018 class, they give a scholarship to a guy. You're going to be following that in there a year later. Do you have any thoughts on following up a scholarship guy versus being a non-scholarship guy?
No, I mean, I know that I can go in there and compete. You know, no matter what, scholarship or for walk-on, doesn't matter. You know, Coach Franklin told me it doesn't matter whether I'm on scholarship or not. It doesn't matter who's on scholarship. You got to go in there and everything that you get. You know, nobody is ahead of anybody on the depth chart. You got to go in and compete. And, yeah, I know they're bringing in a lot of guys, but that didn't affect my decision at all. I know that I can go in there and do what I do, and I know I can compete right away.
As we're going into this offseason, we're going into this season, there's a little bit of an emphasis on the different parts of kicking. Field goals, kickoffs, the PATs. There's different things with it. Can you speak to how different those tasks are, specifically like the kicking a field goal versus kickoffs, and how, you know, difficult that might be to manage both of those things, especially at the next level?
Yeah, Coach Franklin told me he likes to have one person do field goal, one person do kickoff. I mean, I don't really find a difficulty with either. I mean, I feel like I can go in and do both if they need me to. Like, doesn't matter. I think I'm personally just better at field goal. But, like, field goal and extra point, there's no difference. You do the same thing with both. And kickoff is just, like, the steps are different. You know, your approach to the ball, the way you follow through is all different. But, I mean, all in all, there's not a huge difference.
Line it up and kick it. Well, both ways, line it up and kick it. And I guess the simpler you can keep that, the better off you are.
Yeah, that's what I try to do with my mindset. Like, I don't try and make it too difficult. Like, I know, like, you know, I've been working on this, and I know I can do what they need me to do.
So there are pressure situations, and what you described at the camp where you hit that 57-yarder, where it was win or go home, basically. You can create these situations where there's pressure and stress, but have you put into your head the idea of kicking in front of 100,000 people on national television? Have you kind of wrapped your head around that idea yet?
Yeah. Actually, when I was at the Whiteout camp, it's where I committed. Coach Franklin, actually, you know, we were at the football facility, and then we took a bus to Beaver Stadium, and they were doing, like, one-on-one stuff in there. And then I was just hanging out there, and Coach Franklin came up to me, you know, gave me a hug and all that, and was like, oh, yeah, go out in the middle of the field and picture yourself kicking a game-winning field goal against Ohio State. Like, he always just says little stuff like that to me. And, yeah, I thought about it. Like, my mom's always told me stuff like that. And, I mean, I just can't wait. Like, I know I'm ready for it. And I know in the pressure situations, I don't let the pressure get to me. And, I just can't wait to get up there.
What's your long field goal if you're just lining it up and kind of having fun with it? Can you go 60-plus?
Yeah, I can go about 60, 61 if just having fun with it, yeah.
And so they tell you – so you're listed on 24/7 Sports at 6 foot at 150 pounds. Is that about right?
Yes.
So I'm sure the Penn State staff can see a day where you're like 6 foot 180 or something like that by the time you're done growing, and all this stuff can kind of come together?
Yeah, that's exactly what they told me. They said, you know, you're definitely going to grow a lot more. You have so much potential. And, you know, your legs only going to get stronger. So they said they can't wait to see my potential, and I'm just anxious to get there, go through the strength program, and just see my development.
How long have you been kicking football? I think I saw somewhere that you started out just playing soccer and you kind of flipped over to football.
Yeah, actually my dad played semi-professional back home in Portugal. So, I mean, it was always in my blood. And so I grew up, you know, I played soccer my whole life. I played for one of the best teams in PA, like winning major tournaments since I was younger. And then I got to high school about halfway through the football season my freshman year. My friends, I was always friends with all the football players, and they told me, you know, we need a kicker, like, just come try it out. So I was doing it for fun, you know, whatever. Like, I didn't think anything of it. And I was just doing it for fun. And then, you know, the coaches told me, like, they see, the potential in me. They said if I keep working, like, I can really go places with this. So I decided, you know, if I'm going to take this seriously, I might go all the way. So ever since probably my sophomore year, I said, you know, if I'm going to play in college, like, I want to play at Penn State. And that's always been my dream, my goal. So, yeah, I've only been kicking since about halfway through my freshman year, like, seriously, like, actually being dedicated to it. So I haven't been doing it for a long time.
Did you ever envision yourself being in this position, committed to Penn State?
Before I started football, absolutely not, no. And then probably my sophomore year, you know, it was more of a dream rather than a goal. And then once I hit my junior year, like, this was a goal, something I wanted to accomplish. But if you would have told me, like, my sophomore year, like, before my senior year, I'm going to be committed to Penn State, like, I never would have believed you. But, I mean, I worked for this. I know this is what I deserve. And, you know, I'm just very blessed to be in the situation.
Awesome. That's Anthony DeSilva, kicker from Bethlehem Catholic, committed to Penn State in the 2019 class. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. We're moving on here. We're going to do a little round of Ask Dustin. I'm going to take Greg Pickle's Penn State football questions and try to answer them myself. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.